some men and give ear unto me. That you that have knowledge, for the ear tries words as the mouth tastes meat. Let us choose to us judgment. Let us know among ourselves what is good. Froese had said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. Should I lie against my right, my wound is incurable without transgression. What man is like Royce, who drinks up scorning like water? Which goeth in company with the workers of iniquity, and walks with wicked men. For he hath said, it profits a man nothing that he should delight himself with God. Therefore hearken unto me, you men of understanding. Far be it from God that he should do wickedness, and from the Almighty that he should commit iniquity. For the work of a man shall he render unto him, and cause every man to find according to his ways. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty prefer judgment. Given him a charge over all the earth, or who hath disposed the whole world? If he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath, all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust. If now you have understanding, hear this, hearken to the voice of my words. Shall even he that hates right govern? Will you condemn him that is most just? Is it fit to say to a king, you are wicked, and to princes, you are ungodly? How much less to him that accepts not the persons of princes, nor regards the rich more than the poor, for they are all the work of his hands. In a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight, and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. For his his eyes are upon the ways of men, and he sees all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. For he will not lay upon more than right that he should enter into judgment with God. He shall break in pieces mighty men without number, and set others in their stead. Therefore he knows their works, and he overturns them in the night, so that they are destroyed. He strikes them as wicked men in the open sight of others, because they turned back from him and would not consider any of his ways, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come unto him, and he hears the cry of the afflicted. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? And when he hides his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation, or against a man only, that the hypocrite reign not, lest the people be ensnared. Surely it is meet to be said unto God, I have borne chastisement, I will not offend any more. That which I see not, teach thou me. If I have done iniquity, I will do no more. Should it be according to your mind, he will recompense it, whether you whether you choose, and not I. Therefore, speak what you know. Let men of understanding tell me, and let a wise man hearken unto me. Voice has spoken without knowledge, and his words are without wisdom. My desire is that Royce may be tried unto the end, because his answers for wicked men. He adds rebellion unto his sin, he claps his hands among us, and multiplies his words against God.